The weather is getting warmer here in Boston, finally, and I'm sure wherever you are in the world, you guys experience the same thing. The second the sun comes out, the second it gets warm, everyone says goodbye to jackets and sweaters and starts wearing spring and summer fits for the rest of time. I don't care if it gets rainy. I don't care if it gets colder again. I'm in spring and summer fits because I'm standing in my power. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul this year because it just felt fitting with a new era. And obviously, I want high quality pieces, but I don't want to spend a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and now I have a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Because these are high quality pieces, they're staying in my wardrobe. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they even show you on the website how much you're saving, which is awesome. Quince partners directly with top factories, cutting out the costs of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. I recently got a really, really nice linen set of like pants and a short sleeve button up, both in white linen, which is awesome. And I know they're gonna be my staple all spring and all summer. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goals for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. quince.com/goals to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goals. I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine.
And Caroline.
And Stanley. If you're watching video, Stanley is here, and this is what happens when we record in my room at home, is he'll come in for the intro because he wants to be a part of everything. Stanley's our dog, by the way.
You might say he's delusional.
He's delusional, because that's what we're talking about in this episode. But he comes in, and then 5 minutes later, he's going to get fed up with us talking, and he's gonna leave. So we'll see how long he stays. If you are watching on YouTube, then fun little game.
There's a little fluff in front of us. Today, we have one very simple message for you. And that is to be delusional.
Be delusional.
To live with delusion. And we're going to tell you why we think that and what we think that actually means. But put very simply, be delusional.
And I'm not talking like go be crazy. I'm talking like tell yourself something's going to happen. Like tell yourself you want to act like you're going to want it. Okay, huge recap because we haven't talked to you guys in
2 weeks.
2 weeks. We have been in LA for the past two whole weeks, which is the longest time period that we've been out there. So much fun. Honestly, we were leaving and I felt like it had been one day.
Time flew. This is the longest time that we've spent there in a chunk, and I was a little bit nervous going into it, like, oh, 2 weeks, is that gonna feel like way too long?
Because 2 weeks outside of your own like home, outside of your routine, like does,
yeah,
it can get long. But when we're there, we stay with some of our best friends, and it's always very much like everyone takes time during the day to do their own thing, but then everyone takes a lot of time during the day to like hang out, and I feel like it was a good balance. Yeah. And being, so it made for a really good time.
Being there for longer was really interesting because it wasn't like a typical visit or vacation where we're trying to pack in everything into like 4 days and do everything at, yeah, once. It was a bit more like we're just gonna all live here together for a couple weeks and see how it goes. Which
we did take a trip to the desert.
Yeah,
we in the went beginning to Joshua too. So we took like a group friend trip to Joshua Tree, to the desert. A bit of a road trip. We hiked. Super cool. It was fun to be there and, like, be in a different environment.
It was really fun. I feel like I want to travel and hit more spots in the U.S. I feel like I've traveled a lot
that
outside
is true.
The U.S.,
I don't,
but then within the U.S.
That was, like a really cool, because even within, yeah, the U.S., where have we been to, like, the basic
places, I haven't
places,
been to that many,
you know,
like, national parks or, like, hot spots like that within the U.S., other than, I guess, some cities, you know. But that was really fun, because it was
such a cool spot, something so different. I don't think I've ever been anywhere deserty like that before. And cool that it was just a road trip away from, you know, where we were staying in California. Obviously, it's not a road trip away from New Hampshire, but it was cool that it was, like, within California was this mm-hmm. place that kind of felt like it could have been a world away, you know?
It wasn't even that long of a, no. a drive either.
It was a couple hours, and when you stop at Denny's on the way for a meal.
Yeah, we stopped at
you perked Denny's, right back up, and literal it feels like Denny's. A flash.
It was, so it was some of our friends that live in LA, and then one of our friends from Boston happened to be in California, and we're like, do you want to come? And so he came, so it was a bit of a mix of a friend group, and it went really well, and mm-hmm. we all pulled up to Denny's, and it was like, road trip is always going to be a niche little time, as well as the trip itself. Like, it's the middle of the desert, like, it's 95 degrees outside and UV of 12, and we're like, oh, let's make an ice bath, a perfect time to make an ice bath. So we got so much ice from the grocery store and made an ice bath, and we do, like, family dinners, and they don't, I mean, we, Caroline and I will pull up with a family dinner
any
day of the week.
We'll host anywhere.
Any day of the week, I will host a family dinner. I don't care who comes. Like, I eat it up.
Some would say we've been in our hosting era for about a year now. I think it's just a trait.
I think it's just who I am. But our friend group there usually just, like, you know, everyone makes their own food, and they all live together. So everyone, like, makes their own food and does their thing, but I'm like, no, we're having a family dinner. So we had taco night one night in Joshua Tree. Super mm-hmm. fun. I don't know. There were a lot of highs. I think the whole time was a high because it was a very calm high. It wasn't like a typical trip where you're, like, on cloud nine the entire time. Like, wow, this is so exciting and fun and different. It was just, like, I love being here with you guys and, like, doing our thing. So it was really good.
Yeah, I mean, there were even some lows to it, like, to be honest. We had hotel mix-ups in the very beginning.
Oh, my God, for some reason. So we had to stay in a hotel for, like, the first night, and I don't know, every single one of our cards were getting declined. And we're like, that's so silly. Let's just go to an ATM and, like, get cash.
They were getting declined at the
ATM. And then
ATMs.
They're getting declined at the ATM, and I'm like, no, I promise there's, like, I promise I know what's in there.
It was crazy. It was, like, but it was a little bit scary. Like, all of a sudden, I was like, this is a safety concern. Like, none of our cards are working. Credit cards, debit cards, for whatever reason, every single card was, like, having its own issue. So that might have been my low, that at the very beginning of the trip, we're landing here for our 2 weeks, we had to stay in a hotel for the first two nights, and we, like, can't get into a hotel, and I almost thought we were going to be homeless.
My low of the week is that I don't know what's wrong with me. Within the last 12 hours, I have, like, an allergic reaction, and I've just sneezed, like, 12 times in a row.
I literally see your nose running.
Stop. So highs, I don't know if I have one specific one, but I mean, there are a bunch of highs. Just being with good friends, it's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Being able to see our friend Lucas from Boston. We went with him to Costa Rica last year too. He's like one of our best friends.
Yeah,
and now
we're
like
good.
Travel buddies in a
way. We're travel buddies at this point. And then we got to meet a few people and do some cool fun work things. So that was great. Low of the week, it was not sunny a singular time. I think we had 1 hour of sun.
Except in the desert, which
well,
is
obviously
really
in the desert,
we
yeah.
The desert.
So it's good that we went to the desert. Otherwise, just like hanging out at the house or being out and about, it was just gloomy, which is perfectly fine. And honestly, didn't make me too like seasonal depression-y. But I do love a good photosynthesis session, and I just haven't had that in a while now.
Yeah, I think my high was just in general the fact that we were able to be there, like. I feel like we've gotten good at, like, creating opportunities and creating trips for ourselves mm-hmm. and just kind of doing things recently.
I mean, I did.
So that was exciting.
I did hit the, like, 5:30 a.m. wake up.
Yeah.
1 a.m. sleep for 2 weeks straight, which is just lovely. It happens every time I'm there. I don't know why.
Well, so when Catherine and I are still doing internships, we were able to do them online these couple weeks, but in Boston time, which in California time was 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. But
I kind of like it because regardless of the lack of sleep, everyone kind of starts their day there. Like, our friends will be done with the gym, like, done with our, like, morning things at 2 p.m. So then we can start hanging out at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
So it's kind of perfect timing.
So I think my high in general was that, like, we were able to create that for ourselves and do that and just, like, had opportunities and friends and people to see there. And also, it was kind of fun. We went to Hollywood for the first time, which the amount of times that we've been to LA, I'm always wanting to explore new areas because we always kind of stay by the beach where our friends live, which is a great spot. But I'm like, I kind of want to get to know other areas. So we went to Hollywood for an event and also for dinner with one of our friends. And that was really fun. I loved it. I would love to see more of it. So. Mm-hmm. That was a bit of a high as well.
I'm sure we'll be back.
I'm sure
no
we'll
worries.
Be back.
We were just on the phone with our friend, like, 5 seconds before this. He's like, when, so when are you coming back? When are you coming back? I'm like, I got home 1 hour ago.
Let me get one sleep.
Hour ago. I'll be back tomorrow. No worries. Mm-hmm. Before we left, I always get nervous because I pay so much for my gym membership. So that not using it for 2 weeks in my mind is like, that's what are we doing here? Also, I just miss going to my gym. So this week I want to hit the double again.
Hit the double. The afternoon stretch sesh, morning workout sesh.
Morning workout, afternoon cardio stretch. Mm-hmm. Is great.
Yeah, my goal is like a good morning routine, just because the past couple weeks when we were in California, like we were waking up and immediately having to start work. So I want to have more of like a personal mornings this week, like do my fitness and do my a little self-care and like have the mornings to myself and not have to check into work at 6 a.m. this week. So that'll be nice to have like mornings to myself again. All right, be delusional. This is one of the concepts where like the more I think about it, the more it just makes me feel like the world is a simulation and it makes you question everything. Because what really is your reality? Like mm-hmm. your perception. So therefore, it's almost impossible to be delusional in a way.
Right, because it is just creating your reality. True. But that also goes back to, wow, we're just getting right into it. That goes back to like living for yourself, thinking in the first person rather than thinking in third person, because being delusional to me implies like you're thinking in the third person. You're thinking about yourself in the context of other people, and we do not want to be doing that. Like, why are you wasting your energy thinking about yourself from the eyes of other people, criticizing yourself from other people's perspectives, when you could just think about yourself through your own eyes and your own opinions first and foremost, and then live a way better life?
Yeah. When I say be delusional, I feel like I'm seeing so much on TikTok recently of people saying like, oh, be delusional, I'm so delusional, be delulu. And it's often...
They mean it in a silly way. Like, oh my God, he didn't text me back. He must just be thinking about what to say. It's been six weeks. Like, he's just really thinking really hard. Delusional, delulu.
Yeah, or like, I met him last night. He wants to marry me.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about, like, I'm gonna get this job.
I almost am, though, because in a way, it's just like, you create whatever reality you want in your head.
Okay, but I'm gonna...
Mostly about yourself.
I'm gonna veto that.
Okay.
Because I don't... None of you guys need to be doing that, like...
We don't need to be delusional about other people, maybe.
I like the part of it that is, like, taking the pressure off and taking the weight off of something in that context, in the sense of other people, mm-hmm. but I don't like... the be delusional in the sense of like, oh, he's just taking his time to text me back.
Right.
The delusional part of that I like is I don't care.
True.
I truthfully don't care. Not, I care so much. It's all I care about. I'm so delusional. I'm tricking myself to believing that I still can care. Like, if you want to be delusional in the sense that you are detached from it. Not in the sense that you are getting more attached to it.
Okay, valid. But be delusional about how you think of yourself, how you perceive the world in a positive way. Don't, like, delusionally perceive it worse than it is. This is a mindset that I really, really like, because at the end of the day, your reality is your perception. So I just think that you can create whatever you want to create, whether that is how you perceive the things around you, whether that is your belief of what you are capable of doing, whether that is your belief of how deserving you are, how smart you are, how capable you are, how mm-hmm. beautiful you are, all of these things.
Those are literally manifestations.
Like,
those are affirmations. Those are daily affirmations.
Those are daily affirmations.
Your daily affirmations are you being delusional. Maybe you're standing there and your confidence is like shit. You have zero confidence. You stand in the mirror and you're like, I'm confident. That is, you're just being delusional to the point where, oh my God, I am actually now confident, and I walk around, I don't even have to think about it. I'm confident now.
Yeah.
That's being delusional. That's affirmations. That's manifesting it. That's like putting it into your subconscious so much that it becomes real. That's where we're using the positives of being delusional. Yeah. Those are the good parts that we want to use here.
It's like block out the haters, block out the negatives, kind of. That's what I've been trying to think of this year, is things can come at you that threaten to make you feel some type of negative way. They threaten to hurt you. They threaten to make you feel lesser than somebody else. They threaten to make you feel embarrassed or anything like that. But it's kind of up to you whether you feel those things or not. Like, whether you give into that.
Correct.
Or whether you can have the delusion of, like, embarrassment's not real. That person means nothing to me. What they say means nothing to me. You can kind of create that as your reality, because at the end of the day, you can't change how others act and you can't change how others threaten to make you feel. But you can change how you perceive it and what you allow it to make you feel. And that is like why I like this concept of be delusional, because it's just shifting how you're interpreting things to benefit yourself.
It's in a way just cherry picking the parts that are, one, accurate. That's the biggest part. There has to be some accurate part of it. And two, the parts that benefit you. Mm-hmm. Because there can be accurate parts of a situation that don't benefit you. So why would you be like, oh, is there a 50% chance that I get this job or I don't? There's a 50% chance that I don't get this job. Oh, I'm just gonna tell myself I don't get this job. Or you could be quote-unquote delusional and say, oh my god, there's a 50% chance that I will get this job.
I already have it.
I will get this job. You'd be delusional. You go in the interview thinking that you already have it. You're so confident. You're so calm, cool, and collected because you're delusional. Immediately you get the job.
To what Catherine was saying before about kind of the fake it till you make it with confidence and all of that, you are constantly manifesting your life based on what you think and based on what you say. So the more that you think delusionally, the more that you make that delusion more realistic for you, because you're manifesting that.
Right.
The more it's that you believe
something. It's getting
something,
so embedded in your subconscious.
Yeah. Because literally everything that you think and everything that you say is like what you're putting out in the world as like, one, it's what you're telling yourself, because who knows if manifestation, like, are we really speaking it to the universe or are we just telling ourselves into the self-belief? And maybe it's a combination of both. But the more that you like fake it till you make it and wholeheartedly start to believe something because you've just taken on that mindset and you've faked it and you've told yourself so many times, the more that that delusion starts to actually become a reality.
Right.
One, because you start believing it and acting on it. And two, because it just starts to feel more realistic in your head and everything aligns to kind of become that. So like, imagine a life where embarrassment and guilt and comparison and all these negative things that threaten to drag you down don't exist. You can create that in your mind as your reality by being a little bit delusional and just blocking those things out and not giving them a place in your mind. Because we live our entire lives in our heads. No matter where we are, no matter what environment we're actually in, like, the dialogue that we have running in our heads and the way that we perceive the world is kind of the core of our life. Like, that is where we live. So you have the power to make that a good place.
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio, and like matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
When you have big goals and a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change
And their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarche.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order.
And kind of cherry pick, like in Captain said, and choose what goes on in there to some extent.
Like, it's your opportunity to focus on, like, the good parts of your life or the parts that you want in your life. And the point in doing that is that what you focus on gets bigger and what you ignore will get smaller to an extent. Like, it's a bit of an ignorance is bliss situation. The positive side of ignorance is bliss. That's what we're talking about here, of being delusional, is focusing on the opportunities, on what you want, on all those good things to the point where you then live it, or you are so confident or comfortable in it and you are ignoring all of the, like, embarrassment, guilt, comparison, the negative aspects of it. Being delusional, the delusion that we're telling you guys to adopt right now isn't ignoring the fact that, like, there are negative emotions tied to everything. It's saying, okay, I know they're there. I'm going to only focus on the good ones. Like, I'm going to only put my energy into the good ones because the good ones exist too. And that's what's going to benefit me in this moment and in the future. And as this thing actually happens. So we want you to be delusionally focused on the good parts of something rather than cripplingly focused on the negative parts of that.
Yeah. Because there's always going to be an option between I believe I can do this, or I believe I can't, or I believe I deserve this, or I believe I can't, or I believe I am good enough to be here, or I believe that I'm not. Like, there's always that choice. Nothing is ever black and white. And so the delusion comes from always putting yourself in the bracket of I am, I can, I deserve, dot, dot, dot. Dot, dot, dot. I love that everything we say is, like, asterisks to an extent.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like I need a disclaimer with everything I say, which is, like, the point of a podcast is that I gotta say my piece.
I know.
But then I'm like, I don't want to step on anyone's toes. Like, I don't want to, if you go out and you're like, oh, but they said be delusional, and now I, like, I broke my leg.
All I ever want to say is asterisks, as long as you're not hurting other people in doing so.
Correct.
I'm like, be selfish.
As live your long life as for you're yourself. Not hurting other
people. Be delusional. Asterisks, as long as you are not recklessly hurting other people along the way. Do whatever you want.
So we were talking to our friend about this concept. And this is a friend, one of our friends from LA, like, best friend of a long time. And we've grown to have very similar mindsets and, like, be super comfortable talking about stuff like this. And one of he and I's favorite concepts to talk about is the, like, realistic. Like, we hate the word realistic because it's so limiting when someone's like, oh, how many times have you wanted to do something, and someone's like, oh, be realistic. Or, like, when you're a kid and you're like, oh, I want to be an astronaut, and you're like, be realistic. Like, you can fucking be an astronaut if you want to be an astronaut. Or, like, I want to be a professional dancer, I want to be a professional football player, blah blah, and they're like, be realistic. Like, are the chances slim? Sure, if you try hard though and you have what it takes to get there, like, if genetically, I don't know, but you absolutely can. Like, that is an opportunity, and if an opportunity exists, it could possibly be yours.
Yeah.
So why would you not even try just because you're like, oh, I'm gonna be realistic, I'm gonna take myself out of the running?
When you say something, the chances are slim, the chances become a lot greater when you have the passion for it and the drive
It's so, it takes so much. Honestly, like, oh, the chances are slim. Everyone's saying that, and that's why the chances are slim.
Yeah, maybe 0.001% of people in the world are professional dancers, but also only a fraction of people in the world even want to be. And then out of those people, who has the passion and has put in the time and the work? Like, once you get yourself into these different brackets, the chances become greater and greater, and you get luckier because you're working harder.
That's not saying you can be a professional dancer if you want to be. That's saying if you do want to be and you put in the work and you try, there is an opportunity for you, and it is realistic. Yeah. So don't sell yourself short because it's not realistic.
No.
Anyway, we fucking hate this word realistic because it's stupid and limiting and helps no one.
I just think that unrealistic doesn't even exist, because for an idea to even exist in the world, it has to be based off of something real. We cannot, as humans, think up something that isn't at least a little bit based on something that exists in the world. Like, it's almost impossible to have an idea or a goal that is entirely unrealistic, you know? Because everything that we think and we know is based off of things that have existed and that we've seen and that we've experienced. It's based off of that in some way. We can't just dream up something that isn't even a little bit based off of something real. And I also think that if it exists in the world, it can exist for you. When people say, oh, that's so unrealistic, it's typically about something that somebody else is doing. I mean, think about everyone who has a successful music career. At one point in their lives, that was just an idea and a thought, and people likely told them that was unrealistic. But in what way? Because there are so many people out there who do it, and there's space for so many more.
Mm-hmm. So our friend is a musician. This is what we were talking about. Because you compare, and anyone who, like, does anything, has a career, is growing or, like, learning or getting better at something, you look at where you're at now and you think two things. You either think, oh my god, I've come so far, I'm huge, like, I've gotten so far on this journey path, whatever you want to call it. Or you say, oh my god, there's so much ahead of me, I'm so small in comparison to, like, what I could possibly be and what other people are. It's good to acknowledge both, but it's bad to sit in both. And what we're talking about is, like, everyone was a baby once. Like, everyone started as a baby. The biggest musician in the world, like, was a baby.
The biggest musician in the world once had the idea of, I think I want to make music.
Like,
nobody was, except for, like, I don't know, royals and maybe Kim Kardashian's children. Nobody was born into their career
entirely. Of course, people are born into very different starting points and different opportunities. At the end of the day, everyone was a baby. Everyone knew zero things and started from the beginning. So maybe you're starting way later, maybe you're starting earlier, maybe you're following a different path than someone else, but, like, everyone started at zero at some point. Maybe it was a different point, but everyone started at zero. Everyone was a fucking baby and learned all their shit and grew all their shit and is where they are now. So,
and also has grown so much and evolved so much in what they do over time. Because whoever you're looking at, whether it's someone who just does something that you want to do, maybe somebody who, I don't know, travels the world and you really want to travel the world, maybe it's literally Taylor Swift and you're like, I would love to be an artist like that one day. How long has she had her music career? And it has just continued to evolve and get better over time. But one day when she was a teenager, she was, you know, playing guitar gigs at random bars and stuff like that before she even developed anything. And then it's like step by step by step by step. Nobody does anything overnight. And everybody has a day one. Everybody has a moment where something is just an idea. And I guarantee that anybody who has ever done something that we now perceive as successful and impressive was once told that idea is so unrealistic.
If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals and the Ambition card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
But the interesting thing about that path is that if at any moment Taylor Swift stopped being delusional that she could be Taylor Swift, it would have ended right there. She would have never gone that far. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't know her. No one would know that that was like a possible career choice or like extent of growth. But she believed, and obviously everyone has moments where they're not going to like believe in what they're doing or they're going to have little like phases. But overall, she remained delusional in the best way possible that she was going to get to where she wanted to be, and like she is.
Mm-hmm. And I think that in order to be successful at anything that you want to do, you have to be delusional, because like we said before, nothing is ever going to happen overnight, and the feelings of self-doubt and comparison and all of that is so natural that almost the only way to avoid it is to be delusional.
Well, because it's not about like being crazy delusional, right? It's not about being absolutely psycho. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about with this concept of being delusional is being confident, trusting yourself, being... Oh my god, this is a confident episode.
This is a confidence episode. This is the confidence episode. It's always, literally, it the always confidence, comes back.
It literally, everything comes down...
to your relationship with yourself.
Yeah, quite literally every single thing comes down to how secure are you and how trusting are you of yourself and how confident are you within yourself. That's crazy.
I know. Okay, this is a really interesting thought. I'm gonna read this to you guys. I was trying to see if there were any like stats on being delusional or anything like that, rather than kind of just speaking from my own delulu mind. And I saw something.
I don't like the word delulu.
I saw something. It was an article from Psychology Today, and they used the term lower order animal. Let's just say dog. If a dog were offered the choice between being both happy and productive or being realistic, it would seem that the dog would choose the combination of happiness and productivity. But most humans would rather be non-delusional for the sake of being realistic.
I'm confused.
Rather than being happy
and productive. I'm way confused, and I'm reading it on paper.
Okay. So it's saying that the two choices are either delusional or non-delusional. And with delusional can come happiness and can likely come more productivity and success. And with non-delusional comes being realistic and being in your comfort zone. And we, as humans, tend to choose that option. We like to choose things that are realistic, when the other option could be much more happiness, much more success, much more productivity. But it's a little bit scary to be unrealistic, in a sense. You know? I don't know. I thought that was interesting. You tell me if
it's
that
like,
makes sense.
Like, the default for people is playing it safe.
Yeah.
Which is stupid, because why would you ever want to play it safe when you could have so, so much more? Because what happens when you... So, if the options are play it safe or, like, go big or go home... If you go big or go home, what's the worst that could happen? You go back to zero? You go back to negative? Oops.
Oops, you tried
Oops.
It.
Oops. But you could get so much more.
And you're going to get somewhere, though. That's the thing, is we always think, oh, we're going to... If I try something and I don't get there, I'm going to fail. That's and not then you're not going to do it.
That's not being delusional, because if you fail and then you're just like, oops, give up, I'm done. That's not being delusional. That's not going to get you anywhere. That's not being like confident, secure, trusting in yourself.
But if you shoot for 100 of something and you try and you try and you only ever make it to 10, you got to 10. You're way better off than where you are, but you've also learned so much along the way.
Right.
So like, I don't think that failure really exists, because even if something doesn't work out in the exact way that you dreamt of it working out, which like nothing usually goes that way anyways, you still got somewhere and you still learned something. And like, so what? Because life is a little bit of a simulation anyways. So I feel like we put so much...
It's such a game. There's such no a pressure. Game. It's
we
so
put
fun.
All this negativity on like failure, when really, why can't it just be like trying and experiencing and doing? Because like we said in the last episode too, nothing is forever anyways. So why not try different things all the time and like be a little bit delusional and drop the fear of failing? Then it could just be a fun game.
It is just a fun game.
You can see how far you can go and see what you can do.
That's why being delusional, once again, it's not being psycho, it's not being crazy. It's like letting go of the fear or the any of the negative emotions that are holding you back. Like, the main point that I'm trying to get across is, like, with the realistic thing, mm-hmm. with being delusional, it's stop holding yourself back when you could just not.
When you could not. Shoot for the moon, and you'll land among the stars.
Wow. Because at the end of the day, like, we just want you guys to enjoy your life and to have only happy and neutral emotions. And when you do have the negative ones, like, I love a negative emotion. It adds spice. It adds dimension to your life. Not crippling. And so the point of being delusional is to get rid of the, like, crippling negative ones. Not the helpful. We like the helpful, interesting, negatively branded, like, emotions or feelings or effects on your life. We don't like the ones that are crippling and are holding you back, because we don't want to see you guys being held back. So be delusional. Be unrealistic. Try things and live your life.
Thank you guys for listening. You can always follow the podcast on Instagram and on TikTok at Girls with Goals Pod, as well as following wherever you listen, whether that's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, we're on all the places. And you can follow our personal accounts too, at Caroline Kanine.
And Catherine Kanine. And those are all also linked in the show notes below, so you can click on over and check things out. As well as merch.
We got a hoodie. And a beanie, but a beanie too, it's summer, so I don't blame you. Maybe we should have like a different hat or accessory.
A trucker hat.
Let us know what you guys think. Do you want to see more designs for the summer? ?
If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals, and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.